being baptized in the Spirit and understanding that you do have that relationship with God, whether you want to use it or not, it'll change the whole trajectory of your life. Your life with the Lord, your church life, your life with your family and everybody else. So, if you don't want it, that's okay. I'm giving us some things and you can take it home with you. And we can pray it out loud together, and I hope you do, but just receive it in the spirit that's intended. I want you to know God, and I want you to know God in a way that He has given you an invitation in front of all of us, and we can reject it or we can take it. There's no consequence either way. It's not going to do anything different for your reservation in heaven. If you're a born-again believer and you express outwardly that Jesus is Lord of your life, Lord of your life means there's authority over your life. The promise of that blessing was eternal life. Jesus talked about it all through the gospel, and that's what I hang on to. I like what Paul said, if you only had this life to look forward to, we'd be a sorry bunch of puppies. And because life's challenging, life's complicated, it's stressful. But if you trust and believe in eternal life, that gives you the ability to keep on keeping on. So the first prayer, that, and I think Phil prepared them and put them on the screen too. And sometimes after translation, and I write all this stuff out, and then I fix, because I can't type, I confess. But thank God for Google that they've got that little thing where I can put and I can talk to it. And I send Tina a talking text. Pretty cool. And then Tina will call me. Okay, I'll call you tomorrow because I'm at work now and we can edit and go and make sure that it's so boom, because I asked her to type it up for me.